Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah is Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Chet. Shtei Shekatot, Shebe'even Achat. So here we've got this stone, which is loose, and it's got two depressions in it, which each one of them has a din of a kli. So if you were Mekadesh Achat Mehem, let's say you put the Efer Parah in water on one side, so then that only is Mekadesh, the water in that side. Just because they're both in the same stone doesn't give them a din of Kli Echad. Each one of them is a separate Kli because each one is a separate depression. But what about if they are connected either through the stone with the shear of Shvoferet Hanod? Remember that the shear of Shvoferet Hanod is essentially the shear that is Mechaber to Mikvaot, to each other. That's the shear of what's called hashaka. So when it comes to kalim, that is also considered to be the shear. And the node is what you would normally use as a straw, basically, to drink out of a water container. And that is the shear of shtei etzbaot, are able to be one next to the other, and that can turn around easily. And that is the shear of Shvoferet Hanod all over, and in this case, even if it's going through the stone between the two containers that are there, or for that matter, even if the two containers were lowered from the top of the stone so that water that fills into one container, if you keep pouring it, it goes over the top into the other container. So that you've got a low wall between the two kelim in the stone, and there, that doesn't need to be a shear of Shvoferet Hanod. Even kiklipat hashum, it could be the slightest, thick as one little piece of a garlic, you know, that that peels right off. It doesn't matter. That is considered to turn it into a single kli. And if you are Mekadesh Achas Mehem, Hamayim Shebishniya Mekudashim, because it's as if you don't have to be Mekadesh every single piece of water in a kli. You put the Efer HaPara on the Mayim, and that's Mekadesh the Mayim. And here too, since it's all kli Echad, then that is all that you need. Perek Chamishi Mishnah Tet. Shtei Avanim Shikifan Zo Lezo. The Asa'an Shoket. Now, how about if you have two separate stones and you put them together in such a way that between the two of them you end up with a kli by sticking them together? Or let's say you have Shtei Arevot. So you've got, there's two different ways of learning this. The Pashtus is that you've got like a half of an Areva that was cut, and now you have to hold the two arevas, that kneading dish, you have to hold them together. And if you hold them together, so then you have a kli. V'chein ha-shoket shenechleka, say that you have a shoket that was originally one shoket, and it was sawed into two pieces. And by putting them together, you are mekadesh the mechatas. So hamayim shebeinehem, water that's between the joint of the two of them, whether we're talking about the shokets or we're talking about the arevot, einam mekudashim. They're not considered to be betoch hakli. But the rest of the water that's there are considered to be betoch hakli. Asa'an besid or bejifsis, let's say that you actually had filled in the area in between with some cement or with lime, and the connection is so strong that hein yecholot li'inatel ka'achat, you could actually carry them by picking up one half, the other half would come up, then that's considered to be basically a kli. So then amayim shebineihem are considered to be mekudashim, and it's all considered to be one kli.